your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Second segment of KER Politics. I want to give an opinion right now, and I want Jim to do a serious rebuttal because I know he's not going to like my opinion, and maybe a lot of you guys aren't going to like it either. But I feel very strongly about this. I think if Donald Trump, I don't think he's doing the Republican Party any favors right now. I think he's too divisive, and I think that we need, I think we need him to be a Marlon Brando godfather. I think we need him to be the de facto head of the Republican Party by blessing people like, for example, Ron DeSantis. I think if he stepped down in his mind and did that, he'd have a much better name in the history of our country. Jimmy, what do you think? What do you think?
Well, I don't think he's going to ever have a good name for half the country, that's for sure. But I disagree with that he needs to just be the godfather to some extent. I definitely understand where you're coming from, Al.
Yeah.
And I think there's a good argument to be made that Trump's ego and his personality, the sensitivity and the fact that he often holds on to things and won't let go of them makes him problematic. And I don't think his character is going to change in order to just sit back and be the godfather. I just don't think that's within his character. So, I mean, I'm just trying to be realistic here.
Well, the guy's almost 80 years old. I think that he might reflect a little bit differently. He's a very successful man in America, both in the building industry, the commercial real estate industry, and also in the golf industry. I mean, you can't forget that. And if he came back and, you know, came on television basically and said that for the good of the country, we've got some pretty good people out there. Ron DeSantis, I'll just use him as an example, is a pretty good guy. And I would like to say that I want to study all the candidates that we have, and then I'm going to give you an opinion as to what I think about each one of them. And I think if he did that and really took an administrative godfather role, that would be great, Jim.
Well, I just, again, I'm gonna say that what I believe is going to happen, regardless of who's the candidate,
okay,
that the corporate media that are basically the mouthpieces for the Democratic Party, that the tech industry, which is actually completely controlling the agenda out there, silencing voices, going very progressive ideologies,
yeah,
in order to gain control, and the Democratic Party itself will do whatever they can to crush whatever candidate comes forward from the Republican side. So whether you have a Trump or a DeSantis or a Nikki Haley or as you mentioned earlier off mic, Liz Cheney, no matter what, they are going to be crushed by,
yeah,
those three very powerful voices and entities that control most of the information out for people to have. So,
well, I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that, but I think the Republican Party has to really put that front and center, and they have to somehow change that. I think it really, as I said months ago, I think it's a question of globalism versus nationalism.
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah, it is the problem.
It is, and I agree with you. And the problem becomes that many of the Republican leaders, I mean, this election was not real. Trump was not on the ballot.
No, of course not.
But the leadership of the Republican Party, Ronna Romney McDaniel, just,
yeah,
to give her full name, Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, a lot of the organization, I know some of the people on the very senior membership in the RNC, in the Republican National Committee, they're basically never Trumpers. They are very much wedded to this entire industry of the campaign. They want the power in Washington. They don't want to see things change the way that the Trump voters want to see things change. And I'll tell you, the system stood as strongly as the Democrats, the media, and the tech companies. A lot of these people stood up against those Americans that want to see a different change. They are tired of the corruption in Washington.
Yeah.
So the Republican Party itself has got to wake up and quit being the elitists and the, you know, country club Republicans, or I know better than you Republicans, just like the Democrats need to, you know, wake up and understand who they're hurting and who they're not helping in order to change the direction of the nation. Now, how hard is that? You need someone that's willing to take a lot, that's willing to fight at every turn. And that's the one thing that I will say that Trump is willing to do.
Yeah.
To much, many people's frustration, you know, and, you know, my wife gets frustrated with it. You know, I have people, the same people that are screaming, telling Trump to settle down right now are the same ones that did not support him 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
Yeah.
The same Republicans, because they're afraid of him, because he makes people uncomfortable.
You know, it's really interesting, and I know this is a bit of an aside, but it's really interesting. I think the main issue here with a lot of Trump's opponents settled down to one word, which is jealousy. The same type of jealousy that occurred, that was described in the Bible in Genesis chapter 26. That's what I think is going on right now in our country. Trump is a wildly successful individual monetarily. He is, I would have to say, someone you have to look up to because of his education, went to Wharton School of Business, etc., etc. He's a very successful, good-looking guy, shows well, has a great-looking wife, and has some great children, for lack of better terms. And I think that is causing a huge amount of jealousy, Jimmy, in this situation. Most of his enemies, I think, quite frankly, are very jealous of him.
Well, and he just grabs people's attention.
Yeah.
And he's very good at that.
Yeah.
At the same time, you know, he has those weaknesses it's a very tough battle that's got to be fought by people willing to stand up and fight.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, Ron DeSantis, he's done a phenomenal job. He's done a really good job. And of course, Trump and DeSantis right now are in this little kind of tit for tat. I don't know how serious any of that is.
You bet.
But Trump is trying to position himself to run. There's no question about it. He's trying to push against the possibilities of other people that might go against him. So
we got one minute.
Yeah, we'll see how this turns out. It's interesting, but what is really more interesting, in my view, is what's changing at the underneath elements in the RNC, where people are questioning McConnell's leadership, where they're questioning McDaniel's leadership in the RNC itself, and McCarthy, because you've had some very serious people come out and say, you know what, we've got to do something about our leadership because we should have won this hands down. And they were actively against many of the Trump-supported candidates and did not fund them, which actually cost them many of these races.
I think you're right.
That was because they wanted that power.
You guys, we're going to do the top of the hour news right now, and then we're going to come back and continue on this subject briefly. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.